And joining us now is Fox News war and terrorism expert Colonel David Hunt. He, along with R.J. Pinheiro, have put together a novel, a book that has a lot of truth to it, or realism. It's called Without Mercy. Colonel Hunt, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time this morning.
Hi, good morning.
So you've been doing a lot of talks with folks about this new book that's coming out. It's a novel, but yet it really focuses on stuff that maybe keeps us up, or at least some folks in the government maybe up at night. Talk to us about the scenario of your book, Without Mercy.
Yeah, it came out March 7th. You can get it at withoutmercy.org, or text 6566 and type in the word mercy, or at Facebook at Without Mercy. We RJ and I came up with a scenario that has Pakistan, which is somewhat of a duplicitous country at best, and that has been worked with Taliban, they've worked with ISIS, they work with Al-Qaeda, their intelligence service. They give three nukes to ISIS, who ISIS takes the smallest of three and blows up parts of Bagram Air Base, and then puts a YouTube video out to tell the world what they've done and to make demands. 2 weeks before they blew up that nuke at Bagram, they'd sent two more nukes in tankers west towards the U.S. At the same time, we've got a brand new president, a Silver Star winner from Afghanistan, who happens to be a woman, who has to face this unbelievable threat. And we have another nuke that goes off in southern Manhattan from the same people, but there's one more that we have to chase. So the new president is forced to fight through a bureaucracy that won't move. I mean, it's too large, and creates a small force to go chase the terrorists from Pakistan, U.S., into Mexico, when the terrorists meet up with a drug cartel that helps them smuggle this third nuke pack to the U.S. So it's a special book, one of a kind, I think, in this apocalyptic thriller, and we think it's the best one out there.
Colonel, in years past, war or conflict would be one country against another. Now it seems like it's more of against a faction. Do you see it that way? And how does that play into something you describe?
Yeah, no, I see this as nation states, both failed and working. I mean, a failed nation state like Libya, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, a breeding ground for terrorists. And then you've got nation states like Pakistan, North Korea, Russia, who support openly terrorist organizations. So that's the problem. It's not simply the terrorist problem. You know, and that's one of the problems we've had, issues that we've been treating this for 16 years. It's just a kill-the-terrorist war. And it obviates the problem of what's supporting terrorism. We get tied down with what we want to call the terrorists. I don't want to call them anything. I want to kill them. Don't care what you call them. I think it's a political, it's football. It's a crazy argument. We have to get at state-sponsored terrorism, failed states, and these 65 million refugees that are running around the world. 25 million of those are kids. If we can kill all the terrorists, we'll kill ISIS. We just invaded Syria. And we'll run them out of Syria. But you've got a failed state in Syria and Iraq, and you're just going to face an ISIS 2.0. But this is 16 years at war, and if you don't get at this, we're going to be talking about this 16 years from now, and that's inexcusable. We got American military, these guys, men and women, are doing 9 and 10 combat tours, and we don't seem to care about it.
Colonel, in your book, Without Mercy, do you get to the root of why these people are going after the U.S., either in your book or from your real-life experience?
Yes, we do. We get at the reason the terrorists, deputy head of the Pakistan Intelligence Service and his daughter, one of the reasons they done on this. We certainly talk about ISIS, and I'm telling you what one of the problems is. I mean, terrorism has been around for a long time, but this state sponsorship business and these failed states and the amount of time that we've been at war is unheard of. This is a continuous war in Afghanistan for 16 years. We just invaded Syria with Rangers and Marines, and nobody cares about it. Nobody's talking about it. We're in the middle of a fight in Mosul in Iraq with over 5,000 U.S. soldiers, and we're about to put another close to 5,000 in Syria, and we're going to put them in Kuwait to help both of those wars. That's significant, but we're not paying attention to it.
The book is called Without Mercy. Does that refer to us or the terrorists? How does that play into the book?
Yeah, the title, thank you for that. The title refers to both. The terrorists had no mercy. They blew up two nukes in this book, and we don't either. We handled Pakistan very violently, which in retaliation, and we handled the terrorists very, very, very directly, very violently as well. And it goes to both the terrorists and the U.S. response by this brand new administration. And the characters are drawn from my life. We've got a Special Forces contractor team. The leader's a colonel by the name of Hunter Stark. And then we've got some great guys that I've served with that I've portrayed in there, and as did Roger Padero. And the intel people are drawn from intel guys that I've worked with. So it's realistic, fast-paced. This is we grab you on page, the first sentence, and we hold you through page 20, and you're done. I mean, it's a riveting book that we're very proud of what we did with it.
In a book like this, and with the scenario where the president has to restore order, as you say, restore order, punish those responsible, and rebuild New York after this particular thing, what does the citizenship, and are there people who have different ideas? Nobody always has one idea of how to solve the problem. Is that also a conflict that takes place in this book, too?
Yes. The president had to declare martial law that shut down all the roads, all the trains, all the planes. We've got 3 days before the nation runs out of food and water. There was a lot of disagreement showed in the cabinet and state level. And that's why one of the reasons the president had to declare martial law, she comes out and makes a statement about why she has to fire some cabinet people because then you haven't got time. The issue was, thank you for your service, Mr. Secretary. Next up, we have to get this done. And she realizes she can't get it done fighting this fast-moving problem with the exploded government. So she creates a special team to do this. Two things. Find the nuke and rebuild southern Manhattan and turn the country back on. Because we'll run out of food and bread on the shelves and oil, fuel, within 3 days. If you shut the roads and trains down and planes, we'll start starving. And that the country would implode. So that's part of the pressure on this new president.
Again, the book is called Without Mercy. Our guest today, Colonel David Hunt, he along with R.J. Pinheiro. And I guess R.J. adds some of the technology aspect to this, because this is also not a war with, big weapons. There's also small things that actually can get the job done, right?
Yes. Roger is a real writer. I mean, he's got 16 books out. He's mechanical and chemical engineer. He's brilliant and he's an exceptional writer. Great guy. What we accomplished here in Without Mercy, you won't be able to see. It's a one voice book. Each author has their own voice, but we work very hard to try to make. I think we accomplished it, making it seamless. But so we wrote every word together. But Roger's his directness, his brilliance, he's got some great ideas. And my part of this was try to create some realism from my experience. And we're very happy with the collaboration. We know we've got a great book here that it's one of a kind, best one out there. So we're very pleased with it. And Pinheiro is he's an international bestseller. He's a really, really good writer.
It's called Without Mercy. If people want to get the book or find out more or get more details about things that could like this that could happen, where's a good place for them to get some other information?
Yeah, thank you. At withoutmercy.org, it's a website. It takes you right to where you want to buy it. We've got some video in there, plus the television and radio stuff that I've been doing. You can text 6566, type in the word mercy, and it'll take you to the same website. And you can buy it, or on Facebook, at Without Mercy. Thank you.
Sounds very much. Thank you very much for your time, Colonel. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.